Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Folks, you know Grace Marie. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Very soon we'll celebrate her 23rd anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. She is the president of the Galen Institute, and nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie. And she's one of the smartest people I know. She's our good friend, Grace Marie. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Grace Marie, I'd like to take this segment and do a little retrospective. I want you to talk about what Obamacare hath wrought prior to the and up to today. It's still the gift that keeps on giving. And what President Trump tried to do to ameliorate some of that, to make it softer, to make it less harmful, especially to small business owners. And then when we do that in the next segments, we'll talk about where we're going. But I think it's important for people to understand what we've had, what we have now, and what we may be about to lose.
Well, and I think that's really an important question, Jim, because as we know, President-elect Biden plans to build on Obamacare as his platform for health reform. So it is important to look where we are. And one of the things that Obamacare has done is make the market for individually purchased and small group health insurance, small businesses, it's made it extraordinarily expensive. In the first 4 years, premiums had doubled. Average premiums had doubled. For many people, they had quadrupled or more. And
that was, by the way, that was our experience. That was our experience. I mean, what she's talking about, folks, that happened to me. Go ahead.
And deductibles have gone so high that many people find that they there's no reason to have insurance, because with the $10,000 deductible before the insurance kicks in, they say, why should I even be purchasing health insurance? And the result of that has been that about 2.5-3 million people have dropped health insurance who had it previously because they simply can't afford it. So it's really decimated the small group and individual market. And the Trump administration came in.
Let me stop you 1 second. There's one thing that you have to point out here. One of the things that I've tried to help small business owners do for 23 years is become competitive. Help them understand how to be competitive for good talent. And Obamacare set small business owners back in their ability to compete for good talent because of the benefit gap that it created for small businesses.
And find them if they didn't purchase this extraordinarily expensive rich benefit package, which is to take it or leave it. Either you buy this package or nothing. And many small businesses said, well, we have to provide health insurance to be competitive, as you say. And so it was a huge, huge cost to them. And employees were still not happy with this health insurance because the networks were so narrow that most of them didn't have doctors they could see. In Texas, if you were on an Obamacare plan, you did not have access to any of the major cancer centers, MD Anderson, all of the legendary cancer centers that people flock to in Texas. If you're on Obamacare, sorry, you can't go there.
Now talk to us about Trump, what Trump did.
So what Trump did is say, okay, well, after the repeal and replace effort failed in the Senate, thank you, Senator McCain, they moved to figuring out what could they do through administrative authority. And one of our senior fellows, Brian Blaze, was President Trump's key health care person. And he ushered through several major regulations that have really made dramatic improvement, actually leveled premiums, more people are coming into the market, and also giving people more options. They are giving
and saving them lots of money. Again, that happened to us.
Yes, Right, and they provided this wonderful new option for small businesses called health reimbursement arrangements, a mouthful Washington
right.
term, but basically it means that you can now decide to give your employees the money to purchase health insurance outside the workplace if there were policies that were appealing, and in some cases, in some states there are.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the same tax preference that you do if the employer were to purchase it.
More options got us more coverage, didn't it?
More options, more coverage, group health, group health associations.
Yeah. And all of that is probably about to be in jeopardy.
And lowering premiums.
When we come back, I'm going to get Grace and Reed to talk to us about what's going to happen to all of that and what's the new regime going to look like. After the break, Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Galen, G-A-L-E-N, the Galen Institute, galen.org.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.